an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, welcome. It's 4 o'clock in the UK, 1 minute after actually, and it's 11 o'clock on the east coast of the States. My name's Dennis, and you're listening to Revolution Radio. The show's called Free Association, and I've made some notes this morning about what I might talk about. So I'm just going to have a look at that, because it's a few hours ago, and I've forgotten what I was going to talk about. Okay, we'll start with anger and expressing anger. So I've got some Chinese neighbors downstairs and they like to sing. I've mentioned them on the show before, but they really do like to. I use the word sing very loosely, because it isn't really singing, but it may be in Chinese definitions, but certainly isn't in my definition. So they stuck the karaoke on last Sunday. I was asleep until 10:30, so I didn't get a chance to block it. Normally, when they put the karaoke on, if I'm here, then I put some heavy metal on and turn the volume up way loud so that I'm blocking out the sound of downstairs. But I didn't get the chance to do that on Sunday because I was asleep. So I woke up about 10:20 and they were going full blast at full volume. Very unpleasant in actual fact. Not a chance of me getting any kind of sleep at all. So I waited for a gap and I shouted down at them at about 11 o'clock, about 5 to 11. Just to tell them that it's 5 to 11 at night and I want them to stop the karaoke, basically. And I was polite. I was shouting, but I was polite. Wasn't abusive at all. And they turned it down for a couple of minutes. And then it went back up a little bit again. And it carried on till 2 o'clock in the morning. So I reported them to the housing association that I live in, because I can't see any other way to deal with it. Although I've been speaking with the neighbours and they're telling me that the housing association's useless and they don't deal with noise problems. The website says report it to the council, but I'm guessing the council won't have a noise section in operation just at the moment because there's a global pandemic going on. So it looks like I'm going to have to put up with Chinese karaoke for a little while. But I've made some discoveries because I was expressing my anger quite clearly. And because it was like fairly close to when I was feeling it, it pulled up some other things for me. So it pulled up some old resentments that I didn't have access to before. So I think it's useful from that point of view. If I'm monitoring what's going on with me, it's pulled up some old resentments from 25, 30, 40 years ago, some of them. 50 years ago, some of them. No, not quite 50. Maybe 45 years ago. But it's interesting from that point of view because I didn't have access to these things before. And now that I've obviously opened a channel and they've started to come up, I've started to be able to get access. So I'm releasing old resentments. So all this week I've been letting go of stuff from a long time ago. I found a couple of videos from Florence Scovel Shin on resentment therapy, or there was one section on resentment therapy. So I've been making a list. Resentment therapy is basically make a list of the people who pissed you off and then forgive them. It's not complicated, really. She doesn't make it complicated either, to her credit. It's a make a list of 200 people and forgive them all. That's what it comes down to. So that's what I'm doing. I haven't written any of it down, but I'm letting things bubble up, and then I'm kind of analysing them a little bit, sitting with them a little bit, and then releasing them and forgiving people and forgiving myself and all the rest of it. It's mostly, almost every system and every technique that I've come across recently has got forgiveness at the heart of it. And certainly emotional freedom techniques got forgiveness at the heart of it. And acceptance is a kind of forgiveness. So I'm taking those two as synonyms, almost. There's probably something technical that I need to understand about acceptance, but it's almost forgiveness. So I'm going to take it as that for the time being. Certainly EFT, Sedona method, maybe not so much. The work of Byron Katie definitely has forgiveness at the heart of it. It's just, it's acceptance and forgiveness of everything and everybody, basically, that one. And I think that's the way forward. Definitely for me, I've got a lot of people to forgive. I've got a lot of resentment about a lot of things over the years. And I don't want to carry it around with me. What I did discover as well is that some of the tension in my neck and shoulders has eased a little bit since I've been doing this resentment stuff and letting it go. So I think some of that was me resenting people and getting stuck in my muscles. So I'm hoping that's going to ease quite significantly, and my muscles generally will loosen up a bit, because I need to be a bit more flexible with how I'm thinking about things. It's fine to have a fixed view of everything and to be claiming to be right about everything, but sometimes I'm not. Quite often I'm not. Most of the time I don't have a clue what I'm doing and I'm just making it up as I go along. But I'm going to claim to be right quite a lot of the time anyway, just because I can. So that was the first thing I wanted to talk about. So that's covered the Chinese karaoke, anger, resentment. So there we go. All right, so philosophically, that's the other, relationship with the other, which is a whole can of worms that I'm not going to get into today. But the work of, there's a French guy whose name I forget. There's a French guy who I'll remember at some point next week who he is. Levinas, try Levinas. That'll be the man. So relationship with other people, or the other generally as a concept. He developed some things around that are interesting. I'm going to have to reread Levinas before I can really talk about him, though. It's about three, four years since I read him, and I didn't read all of it. I just skimmed through most of it. But it's somebody who's worth reading if you get a chance. It is a can of worms, so just be aware that you're opening up all sorts of things with that particular topic. All right, the next thing that I wanted to talk about was a situation at work that's it's been going on off and on for a while, but there's a lady I work with who about a month ago had a dodgy leg, really. She's limping very severely. At one point, her ankle joint had seized up pretty much, and she couldn't make anything happen with it. So I volunteered about 5-10 minutes of my time at lunchtime, put my hands on her shoulders and did some work with her leg, just from placing my hands on her shoulders. Anyway, the upshot of that was about 6 or 7 minutes through, I felt like it was more or less done, and I'd been visualizing that it was a left leg, left ankle, where the problem was that I was specifically working on. And I was visualizing energy flow up the left-hand side and down the left-hand side. And that did the trick. It did the job quite nicely in about 6 or 7 minutes. And she, almost immediately, she stood up. I said, it feels like it's done. Test it and see what happens. And she noticed that the swelling or whatever issue it was easing. Almost immediately with that one. So it's something that I was quite happy with. That was a good result for me and a good result for this woman. But it's we've got to a point now where I said something during the week that she took as an insult. And the following day, the pain in her leg came back. So there's a thing. So feeling like you're being insulted, feeling like you're on the receiving end of something, might be what's producing your pain. It might be just feeling like a victim or internalizing everything that people say. Oversensitivity maybe could be something to do with it. I don't know. I'm speculating a little bit. But these things are worth thinking about, because psychosomatic pain is something that's definitely real. But because it's psychosomatic, it can be lifted quite quickly with the right combination of things. Reiki is one of the things that works really well with psychosomatic pain. And it's worth taking a look at. But the interesting thing for me is we've had a good relationship for the last month, and I've said something that she's taken the wrong way. And we don't have a good relationship anymore for a little bit, for a couple of days anyway. It's getting better again now, but the oversensitivity could be the cause of the pain. I think she's obviously doing something to herself by receiving what I said in that way. I don't know, of course. I'm speculating a little bit, as I said, but I think receiving, how you receive somebody's words, is an important part of the picture. Because I'm looking for ways to have Reiki work all the time, and sometimes it doesn't work at all for some people. Sometimes it'll work for a couple of weeks. Sometimes it'll work for a month. Sometimes it'll work for longer, but the thing that's blocking is the psychology of the person that I'm working on. I clear a lot of stuff out of my psychology on a regular basis, so I know I'm as clear as I can possibly be. And if I spot anything, I clear it. It's just the way I do things. But the people I'm working on don't have that habit. They don't know about that sort of stuff. And in 10 minutes on my lunch break, I can't explain it to them. And it will be too much for people to take in. That needs to be some kind of workshop type, 2-hour workshop to explain it to people and give examples, I suppose, would be the way forward with that. So what I'm saying is that the block to the Reiki is in the relationship, in how my words are being received. So that's something that is a long-term block, because it's going to come up over and over again unless I can find a way to clear it. without letting this woman get in the way of it, of the clearing. So I'm probably just going to use my imagination a little bit and imagine her having a good relationship with me, and imagine her not taking my words as an offence. Just imagine her accepting my words as fun, as a friendly banter, which is what it actually was. Well, from my point of view, that's what it was. From her point of view, it wasn't. But I think the best way for that is to just use my imagination with it, because if I try and explain it, it'll get too complicated. So I'm just going to use my imagination and try do my best to imagine this lady having a good relationship with people in general, and not receiving words as hostile quite so much. So I'm doing that now, actually, as I'm sitting here. So this is live imagination creates reality healing type stuff on the radio. So the next thing that was on my list, I'll ignore psychic masochism for the time being. Maybe go back to that. But that's potentially what was going on. It's either psychological reversal or psychic masochism, I think. And that's what I'm putting healing being rejected down to. Anyway, so the next thing is, a couple of weeks ago I was talking about the definition of cure. I spent a few minutes giving examples of cure from Immunix, which is a totally different way of looking at the word and defining the word than the medical establishment use. So what the upshot of that was that I'm not happy with the way that cancer research is happening. So I've set up this website, which has got to be a membership site. I set it up last week, but then I botched it up because I didn't use a password that I could remember, so I had to start again. But I've now set it up with a password that I can remember, which means it should be fine. And I've set it up as a network of sites. So if I need to, I can set up individuals with individual websites within this network. I'm not going to do that to begin with, but that's a possibility. So the website's called cancercuremastermindgroup.com. So it's a think tank, it's a discussion group, it's a place to share things that are potentially cures. I'm not claiming to cure anything, and I'm not a medic, so I'm not diagnosing anything. So it is just it's a discussion and education group, and I've set it up at $10 a month, and the payment processing stuff is set up on there. So there's a way to join and a way to sign up on a subscription, a monthly subscription. But there's not much content there as yet, because it's only been there for a matter of a day, a couple of days. Last night, basically, I set that up. So it's pretty much done. The business model is the membership site. So I've had membership sites before that were on somebody else's network and managed to get that to 300 members. So I know that's pretty much possible. I'm not sure how well this will register on Google, how high that will go in the search engines, but I've got CancerCure in there. So it should be reasonably high. People are looking for cancer cure. So I don't know. We've got to wait and see if that actually hits the top of Google, and we'll do all right with it. If it doesn't, then I'll have to come up with another plan. But in principle, I was sitting working out this business model, And the last membership site that I set up was about 15% active members. And so to be a reasonable site with a reasonable number of active members, I'm probably going to need 500 members at $10 a month. So that 500 members will see cancer research and cancer cures as a slightly different thing to the last site. So it might be a higher active membership ratio, but I'm working on 15% because that's the information I've got available to me from experience. So 500 members would give me 75 active members based on that ratio, which is enough to keep a good conversation going. And it's enough to get me a small income. So it's not going to be a full-time income for 500 members, but it'll get me a small income that'll cover maybe one or two days a week. So I might be able to do something with it a couple of days a week based on that model. So I've got to eat and I've got rent to pay, so I can't do it for free. That's just the way life is at the moment. So the idea anyway is it's a resource for natural cures, potential natural cures, adapted versions of natural cures, psychological cures, anything that looks like it might be helpful along the way towards a cure. So I'm defining cure in the way that Immunix defines cure in this context. So a cure is anything that's on the way to a bigger cure, which means that, and I've also set it up so that individuals are defining cure rather than the medical establishment. That's one of the key things with the site as well, is it's up to you to define what cure is for you. It's not up to the medical establishment to define it for you. This is all about putting control and power back in the hands of the people who should have it. That's what I'm attempting to do with the website. So anyway, so that's what I've been doing the last couple of days. And I'm hoping it'll be reasonably successful. I've paid for a year's hosting, so I've got a year to make it work. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'll just move on to something else. But I've done a lot of projects along the way that amounted to pretty much nothing. So I'm just hoping that this one's going to be one that takes off. Because it's $10 a month, so it's not a huge amount of money. In the grand scheme of things, if somebody finds something on the website that they might not have otherwise found, and it helps them to get towards either remission or reduced symptoms or whatever, then it's worth $10 a month, as far as I can see, just to have a look. I would certainly do that, and I would expect that other people would do that as well. But I'm not a mind reader, so I can't really tell. It may be that other things become more important when you're dealing with a cancer diagnosis. It's not something I've got experience of, really. So the website is for everybody to share their own ideas based on their own definition of cure. All right, that covers that pretty much. So just a reminder, you're listening to Revolution Radio. It's a listener-supported station. There's two studios running 24 hours a day, but we appreciate donations. If you can make a donation, you can go to revolution.radio. There's a donation tab at the top of the page, or if you scroll down, you'll see a Patreon button, and you can sign up to be a patron and make a monthly donation. Or you can send a check. There's an address further down the page to send checks and money orders and what have you. So that's available there. I'm going to find a video at this point. See if I can find something that relates to what I've been talking about. Let me just set this up. So of the things I've been talking about, see if there's anything about psychic masochism on here, because I didn't go into that. So it might be something there. All right, here's a TED talk that's about brains being masochistic. So this might do the trick. Okay, so this one is from Nieto Rodriguez. It's on the TEDx Talks YouTube channel. It's 12 minutes, so I'm just going to play it. I haven't listened to this before, but it's certainly a clue as to what masochism might be about and what self-sabotage might be about. Alright, there's no audio on it, so there you go. That's what happens when you rely on YouTube and you don't test it beforehand. Right, here we go. Selfish, masochistic, psychic trauma. Let's see if this is relevant to what I want to talk about. A definition of sadism and masochism as medical terms. Let's see if this is useful.
In psychiatry, the terms sadism and masochism describe a personality type characterized by the individual deriving pleasure and gratification from either inflicting or receiving physical pain and or humiliation, respectively. In some cases, the pleasure and gratification may be sexual, but in others, sexual pleasure is not experienced, and it may involve deriving the pleasure from masochistic or sadist behavior towards the opposite gender or same gender as self. Some individuals appear to be exclusively sadist and others exclusively masochistic in deriving their pleasure, but many alternately derive pleasure from sadist and masochistic thoughts and experiences involving themselves and others. The term sadomasochism denotes the co-occurrence of sadism and masochism in one person, as discrete mental disorders. Some contend masochism to be the spiritual inner self-punishment for acts inwardly acknowledged to be sadism. In psychiatric theory, the term sadism...
Right, let's not worry too much about that. There's a little bit of Florence Scovel Shin here as well, and I mentioned her earlier on. The piece is called Your Word is Your Wand, and I'm just going to play a little bit of it because... Florence has got some good stuff going on. It's very simply expressed, but it is definitely good stuff. Like this, again, is part of the New Thought movement, and it's on the Nevolution channel.
In immediate, and comes to be under grace in perfect ways. All channels are free, and all doors fly open for my immediate and endless divinely designed supply. My ships come in over a calm sea, under grace and perfect ways. I give thanks that the millions which are mine by divine right now pour in and pile up under grace and perfect ways. I spend money under direct inspiration wisely and fearlessly, knowing my supply is endless and immediate. I am fearless in letting money go out, knowing God is my immediate and endless supply. Happiness. In that wonderful moving picture, The Thief of Baghdad, we were told in letters of light that happiness must be earned. It is earned through perfect control of the emotional nature. There can be no happiness where there is fear, apprehension, or dread. With perfect faith in God comes a feeling of security and happiness. When man knows that there is an invincible power that protects him in all that he loves and brings to him every righteous desire of the heart, he relaxes all nervous tension and is happy and satisfied. is undisturbed by adverse appearances, knowing that infinite intelligence is protecting his interests and utilizing every situation to bring his good to pass. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in a desert. Uneasy lies the head that wears a frown. Anger, resentment, ill will, jealousy, and revenge rob man of his happiness and bring sickness, failure, and poverty in their wake. Resentment has ruined more homes than drink and killed more people than war. For example, there was a woman who was healthy and happy and married to a man she loved. The man died and left part of his estate to a relative. The woman was filled with resentment. She lost weight, was unable to work, developed gallstones, and became very ill. A metaphysician called upon her one day. He said, "Woman, see what hate and resentment have done to you. They have caused hard stones to form in your body, and only forgiveness and goodwill can cure you." The woman saw the truth of this statement. She became harmonious and forgiving, and regained her splendid health. Affirmations. I am now deluged with the happiness that was planned for me in the beginning. My barns are full, my cup flows over with joy. My endless good now comes to me in endless ways. I have a wonderful joy in a wonderful way, and a wonderful joy has come to stay. Happy surprises come to me each day. I look with wonder at that which is before me. I walk boldly up to the lion on my pathway and find it is a friendly Airedale. I am harmonious, happy, radiant, detached from the tyranny of fear. My happiness is built upon a rock. It is mine now and for all of eternity. My good now flows to me in a steady, unbroken, ever-increasing stream of happiness. My happiness is God's affair, therefore no one can interfere. As I am one with God, I am now one with my heart's desire. I give thanks for my permanent happiness, my permanent health, my permanent wealth, my permanent love. I am harmonious, happy, and divinely magnetic, and now draw to me my ships over a calm sea. God's idea for me are perfect and permanent. My heart's desire is a perfect idea and divine mind, incorruptible and indestructible, and now comes to pass under grace in a magical way. Love. With love usually comes terrific fear. Nearly every woman comes into the world with a mythical woman in the back of her mind who is to rob her of her love. She has been called the other woman. Of course, it comes from woman's belief in duality. So long as she visualizes interference, it will come. It is usually very difficult for a woman to see herself loved by the man she loves. So these affirmations are to impress the truth of the situation upon her subconscious mind. For in reality, there is only oneness. Affirmations. As I am one with God, the undivided one, I am one with my undivided love and undivided happiness. The light of the Christ within now wipes out all fear, doubt, anger, and resentment. God's love pours through me, an irresistible magnetic current. I see only perfection and draw to me my own. Divine love, through me, now dissolves all seeming obstacles and makes clear, easy, and successful my way. I love everyone, and everyone loves me. My apparent enemy becomes my friend, a golden link in the chain of my good. I am at peace with myself and with the whole world. I love everyone, and everyone loves me. The floodgates of my good now open. Marriage. Unless marriage is built upon the rock of oneness, it cannot stand. Two souls with but a single thought, two hearts that beat as one. The poet understands this, for unless man and wife are living the same thoughts, or living in the same thought world, they must inevitably drift apart. Thought is...
Right, okay. Now I'm kind of inspired to see if I can find something about Ho'oponopono now. Let me do a search for that as well. It's another technique that involves forgiveness. So I'm really just about forgiveness at the moment. Let's see if I can find something that's short. So this is 8 minutes. Oh, I've got a mantra. Okay, let's try the 8 minute one first. So this is from a channel called Suli De Paula. It's going to be too visual, so there you go. Too visual for the radio. Let's see if I can find something else. There's another one on there. Let's try the mantra, because the mantra is going to be auditory, isn't it? So here we go.
I'm sorry. Please forgive. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you.
It's very, very soft and interesting for sleeping, that one. Let me see if I've got somebody here who might explain. Ho'oponopono is Hawaii, a Hawaiian prayer. It's a Hawaiian, basically a Hawaiian forgiveness prayer. So, and the mantra is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. So I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. I've used this at the soup kitchen once or twice, and it tends to calm people down a little bit, calms me down. And it's a useful prayer if you don't really want to actively engage with anything and you just want to flip a switch in your head to change how you're thinking about the situation. So I'm going to play something from the Awesome AJ channel, which may explain it a little bit better than I just did.
In this video, I'm giving you a very powerful, magical and awesome technique and process to heal your life, heal your relationship, remove negativity and create a magical transformation in your life. And the technique or the process is called Ho'oponopono. Yes, this is a very interesting technique or a process that I'm going to explain you in this video. What this technique is all about, how powerful it is, and how can you use it in your life and in your manifestation process. Are you ready for it? I'm sure you are. If you are yet to subscribe to my channel, then subscribe now and press the bell icon to get all the latest updates. Tribe, this is Awesome AJ, your mentor, guide and coach in your personal transformation. And those of you who are new here, welcome to our Awesome Tribe. This Awesome Tribe is having...
He's too cheesy for me. I thought it was going to be all right, but let me skip through all the Awesome Tribe business, because it's just way too cheesy.
In this video, I'm giving you the complete detail about this particular process or technique. Why it is so powerful, how it is so powerful, how can you do it, how did I came to know about it and how magically it will transform. Because you know it, only when you understand everything well, that's where you manifest.
Right, I don't think he's going to explain anything because he's 2.5 minutes in and all he's doing is telling us what he's going to do. So I don't think he's actually going to do very much. Okay, so I, I explained that as it's a Hawaiian prayer, basically. Ho'oponopono, if you haven't come across it. There's plenty of stuff on YouTube, or you can just put it into a search engine. Put Hawaiian prayer, Ho'oponopono. So H-O apostrophe O-P-O N-O-P-O-N-O. Ho'oponopono. Okay, so let me find something else now. There's all this stuff, the stuff that I could play, but I've got a feeling that it'll just be people promoting their channels, which is fine, but I've got other things that I want to do. Right, this is a Ho'oponopono song. It looks like I've listened to it before, but I can't remember. But let's give this a go. Again, very, very cheesy. Very cheesy. All of this stuff is very cheesy, and I'm not in the mood for it at the moment. But I am in the mood for the Ho'oponopono prayer itself. So, all right, let's go to something else. Oh, this is Mabel Katz explaining Ho'oponopono. I think I've seen one of her videos before, so let's try this. Yeah, let's skip the first 3 minutes.
Because I also left my kids because I trusted. And for me, I trusted God. So I knew God was asking me to do something that it wasn't only good for me, it would be perfect for my kids too. And one is coming today, so you're going to meet. So, again, where does that anger come from? And everything, it doesn't matter what the name of the problem is, everything is just memories playing in our subconscious mind. So everything that we experience in life is just the screen. Everything, the people that are, you know, not good to us, the people that give us trouble, the people that upset, the lack of money, a cancer, a problem child, whatever it is, we just need to know it's just a memory playing in our subconscious mind. Some of them are very toxic, and some of them are very hard to let go. Not hard to let go, but not what is not easy. What happened? What is not easy is not to react. Okay, because what I teach is the easiest way. I call it the easiest way because I really found it. I really was looking for the easiest way, and it wasn't my first Ho'oponopono training, but at one point I said, oh my goodness, this is what I was looking for. So I always tell people there are other ways, and there is no such thing as this is better or it's the best, but this is the easiest. You're not going to find easier than this one. But now I need to convince your intellect that it could be this easy, because your intellect is so used to struggling, to reacting, to coping, to manipulating, to controlling, and especially to blaming. So in Ho'oponopono we talk about 100% responsibility, that it is not guilt. I'm not telling you that you are guilty. Okay? So what am I saying? When something shows up in the monitor of your life, you are 100% responsible. What is it in me that this shows up? What is it in me that I could have a problem child? What is it in me that I could have anger, or that somebody upsets me, or I have a cancer, or whatever it is? So 100% responsibility will set you free. But we are so addicted to blaming. We are so addicted to always pointing, you know, that somebody else is always the problem in our life, always waiting for somebody to change, that look at us, we are not happy. We are not happy. So one day I took this training, like, I don't know, 200 times, and I was sitting there. Every time you're going to hear something different, something new. So I was there, sitting, and And I said, wow, this is what I was looking for. And why? Because I thought, if I'm 100% responsible and I create it, I'm attracting this, that means I can change it. That gives the power back to you. Because if you're depending on the government, your boss, your spouse, you understand? Yeah, that's what makes us unhappy people, because we are always waiting for somebody to do or change. So I said, okay, so I created it, I can change it. All right, so now depends, because how many of you have ever tried to change other people? Okay? I still do it. I didn't give up totally. But it gives me a lot of peace of mind to know that it's me, you know, and that when I change, everything changes. So if I change the programs in me, the screen changes. Yeah, it's like when you are working with a computer, it's not about talking to the monitor. The monitor cannot do anything. You know, the monitor looks at you and says, okay, keep talking, keep blaming, keep complaining. I cannot do anything. But you can always go to the delete key. And that's what Ho'oponopono is. And to press the delete key, it could be as easy as saying thank you. So that's the part that I need to convince you now, how much time I have. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, let's do an exercise, yeah, so that you can have an experience. And then we can talk from that experience, and we can see what happened. So if you can find a partner to work with and somebody that you don't know.
All right, let's not do the exercise. But the interesting thing she said is Mabel Katz is the channel. That's the lady that was speaking. What she said was 100% responsibility for everything in your life. It's all coming from you, or coming from me in my case. So the Chinese karaoke is coming from me somewhere, and I have to look at myself and change something about myself to release whatever that thing is that's producing the Chinese karaoke, and then that problem will go. I don't know what that is as yet. If it's anything to do with the timing of this week, it's resentment that's producing it. It's something that's come up to deliver old resentments to me. So that's the thing that's creating it. So once I've resolved and let go of and forgiven all those people I'm resenting, then the Chinese karaoke will just calm down on its own, hopefully. I'm not 100% convinced, but that's the logic of how I'm thinking. So it makes sense from one point of view that that's where it is. But 100%... personal responsibility. It's a tricky thing. It's a tricky thing to get your head around. I do my best with it. I still shout now and again at people. I still see people and they annoy me and I don't understand why. It's something there. But if it's in me, it's showing up as a mirror. Whoever it is, it's showing up as a mirror. The thing that I'm seeing in them is in me. And I've got to work on me to release it, to release the frustration or the anxiety or the anger or whatever it is, or resentment. So that's the key thing. That's the key thing for today. I've got there finally after 51 minutes. It's 100% personal responsibility. So if I'm responsible for everything that I see in the world, everything that is in my world is me. If I want to change anything that's in that world, then I have to change me. And it sounds a bit weird and it's a tough thing to do, but it does work. It does work. You can test it. It's a testable theory. It's a testable idea. Because if you just do it for a couple of weeks, take 100% personal responsibility for everything that comes up in the next 2 weeks, and sit down and forgive people, let go of resentment, let go of grief, let go of guilt, let go of apathy, let go of pride, let go of all of those things as they come up. Because if you're in a situation where other people are having a go at, having a dig at you, or other people are blocking something that you want to happen, it's 100% personal responsibility. It's in me. So I'm the one that's got to change. And I'm not always very good at it, but I'm stubborn. And I like to see it on the outside. It's taken me a long time to get to the place where I'm seeing it on the inside consistently. I've done it off and on for years, but I'm now much more consistent about it. And it's an important thing. But it takes practice, and it takes commitment. It takes a commitment to changing the things that I can change. If I've created it, then I can change it. I'm the one that's in charge of it. It gives me control. Whether I want control or not, that assumption gives me control. So I don't need any more control because I've already got control. So I can stop trying to control people because I've already got control. So I don't need any more. So that solves the control problem. So the way to shift this is personal identity. So change your idea of yourself. It's me changing my relationship with myself, ultimately. That's what my journey is. And that's probably what your journey is if you're listening to me. I don't have access to the chat room, so I can't see who's listening. I'm guessing probably Karen's in the chat room somewhere. So hello, Karen. Maybe Lenny Time. Probably May Street as well. So hello to everybody who's regulars. Sorry, I can't get in there because there's some kind of cookie issue. So I can't get into the chat room at the moment. I'll sort it out. I don't know how I'm going to sort it out because it's been going on for weeks. But I will sort it out at some point. And again, total personal responsibility. There's something in me that's blocking my access to the chat room. That's how this would work. That's how this does work. So what do I need to shift in me to get me back in and get me rolling and talking to people in the chat room again? I don't know. I'll have to think about it. You're listening to Revolution Radio. I'm on Studio B. It's 4 o'clock. It's nearly 5 o'clock now. I'm here every Saturday at 4 o'clock UK time, at 11 o'clock East Coast time. The station is listener supported, as I've said before. They appreciate your donations. It keeps the servers running. Nobody takes any money from the stations. It's two studios running 24 hours a day. There's some real good stuff on there. Some good programming. There's some good programming. Jimmy Jean's got a good show going on. The Red Pill Roundtable's a good show. I listen to both of those. There's a Triangle show as well on Friday evenings that I quite liked. That's Giuseppe. I've never spoken to Giuseppe, but the show's good. Mona's show's good on an evening my time, 2 o'clock in the afternoon US time, East Coast time. Mona's got a good show going on. There's a lot of good things happening with the stations. So support them if you can. If you can give a monthly donation via Patreon, that'll help a lot. If you just want to give a one-off donation, there's a tab at the top of the page, and you can get there at revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. So I'm wrapping up now because there's music due in about 20 seconds. So thanks for listening again. Thanks for your support. Thanks to the regulars for their support. I really do appreciate it because I don't know what I'm doing most of the time with this show. It just happens as it happens. Certainly don't know where it's going to be 56 minutes later when I start. That's for sure. But it's good. It's freewheeling. It's free association. So it happens the way it happens. And that's about it. So I'm going to drop off and let this music come in, and I'll see you again next week at 11 o'clock Eastern on Studio B for Free Association.
listening to Revolution